The 2022 Oklahoma wheat crop's in the bin, and about 60% of that wheat's been sold. Farmers are now getting ready to plant the 2023 wheat crop. In 2022, farmers planted 4.3 million acres of wheat, and because of the drought, they only harvested 2.7 million acres. If you look at the wheat prices for this crop, when we came into harvest in early June, wheat prices in Oklahoma were around $11. As we progressed into the harvest, got into late June, they got down to around $8. And since late June through today, they've been between $7.80 and $8.50. You look at Oklahoma, we normally harvest on an average of 100 million bushels. In the United States, we'd normally harvest around 1.8 billion bushels. You can compare that to the world that on average harvest 28 billion bushels, and this year is projected to harvest 28.6. So the United States produces about 6% of the world's wheat and exports about 11% of that wheat. Russia and Ukraine, important in the world market. Russia produces about 11% of the world's wheat and Ukraine 3%, but together they export about 30% of world exports. You can look at 2023 expectations for price. Our forward contract price for 2023 wheat is $8.10. Our average price is around $5.50. If you go out in the panhandle, it's $8.30. Down in southern Oklahoma, around $7.70. You're looking at the cost of production. You've got 80% price increase for nitrogen, 60% increase price for diesel, 25% increase for your machinery. So we've got higher cost and higher prices on our receiving end, but our cost of production is about $7.75 an acre. You can compare that to about $5.75 a few years ago. So why do we have the higher price, the $8.10 forward contract price? Why do we have the higher cost? Because of COVID and because of Russian-Ukraine war. So we've got those increased exports, we got improved transportation system, so our prices have fallen back down to the $8 level. So in Oklahoma, major production is wheat. We also produce cotton, corn, sorghum, and soybeans. Higher cost of production, higher prices. The weather's got to cooperate for our producers to make a profit.